Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and God bless you. Welcome to Morning Manna on this second Sunday in the new year. This is Apostle Diane Chappelle, your host, to greet you with Jesus of joy. I'm praying that everything is just well with you, that God has met your every need, be it comfort, peace, whatever it is that He required, He has met it, and for that we give you praise. Much happening in Europe, much happening in the church, which of course is included. But let us see what how the Lord is opening us up for us today. Amen. Father, we bless and magnify you once again. We give you praise. We honor you. We rejoice in who you are. We rejoice in who we have become and are becoming in you. We thank you for the privilege of serving you in the kingdom and being one of your agents, many of your agents in the earth. We honor you, sir. We give you praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being present always to comfort, be guide, give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, direction, everything that's needed that would make this journey successful. And for that, we honor and praise you. I thank you, Father, for every listener. Thank you for their faithfulness. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives and how you're building them up by their own Holy Ghost, and to bring them into a place of greater clarity and understanding of who they have become in the earth. And for that, we are thankful. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for the blood in this hour, as always, for that cleansing and redeeming, refreshing, powerful and authoritative blood. We thank you and give you praise. So now, once again, enter us in, that we may have a clarity in that which is being said and done in this hour, that we will not miss you, and we will not miss our assignment. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, once again, good morning, and God bless you. Awesome day, awesome morning. The Lord, He just never ceases to amaze me. I feel like sometimes I'm in this dry zone, and then I turn around, and He's just filling those dry places with revelation and things that He would have us to do and function in this hour. I need to bring to our attention, and I'm sure it's already at our attention, but whether we're doing anything about it being there, that's another thing. But I referenced this broadcast. In fact, I titled it Alert Recompenses Upon the Lamb. And as I mentioned on yesterday, the Lord is building a message within me that's not complete yet. And I know reset was beginning, recompense, replenishing is part of it, but He is not. It's not time for the other portion to get out yet. So I'm just holding it. But it is time for recompense. We sometimes can get bogged down, and I don't want to use that word bogged down. Sometimes we can stay a little too long at a point of revelation. And what I mean by that, we hear words, and it's nothing wrong with this. What I'm saying, we hear words such as reset. I heard it. Many prophets have heard it. We're still hearing it. But God has a way of easing into, not easing, I don't want to use that word, mysteriously, if you will, shifting us into another place in the same component, but yet at a different level, a different realm, a different clarity, a different understanding. And that shift is now recompense. We understand that we're operating in a time frame that God has set, and He is going to give us all the components we need in order to flow successfully through these points. But we have to be attentive, not to what we're hearing being said, but what He is speaking to us in the timing. Some will remain in a reset moment when others will move into recompense. But we can't move into it at our will. We have to move into it as God has given direction. He raises up banners, standards, and I would consider us a standard. He raises us up in order to be the sign, if you will, that there's a change in the earth. It may not be for everyone to get rabid at the same time, but there's a change, and that's where that word alert comes in. We have to be alert, in especially in seasons like this. God is moving in the manner in which he's moving. We have to be alert that we are following the right signal, if you would. If I would call God a signal, yeah, he's a sign. He formulates signs and those things that give us notice. So we have to be attentive in this hour. As I woke up and I was just sitting there thinking, and this is the 8th of January, and we are 12 days out from the inauguration. Well, those of you that know me know that I'm into numbers. I love seeking and looking after them, studying the Hebrew numbers. And then we know that's 12 days. Well, 12 we know is administrative, is apostolic, is governmental. It is that number that speaks clearly to the body of Christ, especially to the apostles and prophets, because they are teachers in such a fivefold. We understand that. It's been significant because those are signs in yours. God always operates through numbers and letters and pictures and pictographs and all these things. He operates through these things. So when we catch that, then something triggers on the inside of us. And so we know 12 is significant. We also know that we should know that God has not gone on vacation. He is alerted to what's going on in the earth. He has pretty much something to do with it, because if we understand that the earth was, that we were formed from the foundation of the earth, and before the foundation of the earth, some things had already been lined up. Well, things had already been lined up, and nothing happening on the earth is a surprise to God, and nothing that's happening on the earth is outside of his hand. And so we, especially those of us in the church, have to be aware of what's going on. Now, this is going to take me longer than the time that I have allotted. The only thing I can say to you, trust God, that you need to start interceding like never before. You need to begin to pray, not out of your will, but out of the will of God. How do you do that? You have to listen for the Holy Spirit, to get direction from the Holy Spirit, how you to pray. Because if we just pray as we understand praying, we'll be praying out of our will. And we aren't praying out of our will. We're praying out of the will of God. Yeah, we bind our will to the will of God so that we can capture his will for the moment. And then we operate according to his will, that his purpose and his will be manifested in the earth. It's not about us. It's only about us as agents that he's put in the earth in order for his will to bear the earth. And as I was writing the promotion portion, the episode information, I should say, for this morning's blog talk, one of the things I said was, never before have we, the confessed and professed Christians, been personally inundated with such violent assaults from within and without. And I use that word confessed and professed intentionally. We have many that are confessing Christ that are not living in Christ. We have many that, confessing Christ, that are seeking to live as he gives direction by Holy Spirit, and others that are just professing. It's just not necessarily an interchange, but we still classify as Christian church, and I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying there's a wide stance across the entire globe of what even the word Christian means, and what it means to be a Christian. What does it mean to be like Christ? What does it mean to be agent of the King? We aren't getting that. It's just a wide expanse. But I'm talking about those sold out have cut to the quick, have gone all the way in, seeking to mature in him, that they would be listed, they would be formulated as a manifested son. And listen to me, that doesn't mean because a person is not at that place now, they are going to get to that place. It's not. It's the flow of the maturing of the saint is like the flowing of a river. It is a continual. We come out of darkness. We aren't mature. we mature in the process. Amen. So we aren't cutting anybody off in the statements that I'm making. I'm just speaking of where we are in this exact moment in time. And the fact that we are clearly that those of us that understand what God is saying know that the church is in trouble. The Lord said the church is in trouble because the state of the earth and the state of the world is the responsibility of the church. And so if the church has gone, fallen into a spiral downward, following the spiral downward, the downward spiral of the earth, it means that we've missed some things. Amen. Now, listen to me clearly. Everybody hasn't missed all things. There are those in the household of faith that are operating according to the purpose and plan of God. Because one of the greatest mistakes that we make is that we gauge the entire body by just the portion we can see and not understand that there's another portion at work in the kingdom. Amen. They may be successful in that little plot of ground that they've been given, but when we look across the broad span of the nation, we can say too many holes, too many gaps, too many ineffectiveness, too much carnality, too much things going on, too much humanism in the earth. It's too many things that are influencing the church, and that's another component that we always must understand is the influence that we all fall victim to. Amen. And when I say fall victim to, I mean that negative influence that comes from the enemy's camp, that if we aren't careful, we get drawn away by the enemy and his influences, and thereby we step into the realm of error, and we tend to live there. And influence is that which brings you into a place that slowly brings control over you. Influence, look up the word and see how it's expressed. Influence is that which can have rule. It pulls. It takes you in a direction. It leads you in a direction. It seduces you into a direction, if you would. So when we are talking about influence, we have to understand clearly what we're saying. So where are we right now? We're in this place where God is waiting clearly and watching clearly to see what we, the confessed church, are doing in this moment. As I said earlier, we had reset. And now since the 3rd of December, I heard the word recompense. And when I heard recompense, he took me into Daniel 4, and I don't know if we want to go there yet. I want to just get some things. I want to alert you to the fact that we need to be praying. We have a whole region. We have five regions in Canada. We have representatives out of each region of the United States and Canada praying into the inaugural timeline. We aren't praying as party participants. We're praying as kingdom agents. We aren't praying for because we voted for President-elect Donald Trump. We're praying because we voted for the King of Glory and that God wants rule in the earth, and that means politics too. Amen. So we're praying into the inaugural timeline that hell does not get the banner to wave the banner and fly and do what it wants to do. Well, we've been sending the earth to take authority over the earth. It's a mindset. It's a shift in our mind that we have to grab hold to that, and we have to operate from that place. We can't be like Christ if we aren't living his life. We cannot be part of the church if we are not part of the church as defined by Jesus. You heard me say this over and over again. If we are not understanding ourselves as a legislative arm of the body of Christ sent into an earth to destroy the systems of the kingdom of the earth so that the kingdom of our God will manifest, then we haven't grabbed it yet. We haven't caught it yet, and that's okay. Everybody doesn't catch it at the same time, but by God, we're supposed to catch it eventually if we're moving in the purpose and plan of God. When Matthew says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And this is a violent season. We're supposed to be taking it by violence, by force. What is our force? Intercession. What level of intercession? Intercession that will break strongholds. Intercession that will break systems. Intercessions that will backed with the presence of the angelic host. Intercession back with the intent of the Holy Spirit. Intercession back with the word, with the blood and the power of Jesus. Intercession back will cut and slice through that which is blocking our King of Glory from getting in and purposing our place in the land. We have gotten so, and hear me, we've all been the route. We've all been the route. We've all entered into this walk from influences of past encounters, engagements, or however you want to explain it, good, bad, or otherwise. But it comes a place where we have to be sold out to the operations of the Holy Spirit in our lives for the purpose of the kingdom. And God is, and this is one reason why recompense is on the land. Recompense is on the land to begin with the church. And what the Lord said to me, and I said this to you before, on the 9th of November, after the results were in from the election, the Lord says, tell the church, it is not time to celebrate. This was not a party move. What the church needs to be doing now is get on their face and begin to intercede like never before. And we cannot do that if our heart has been handed over to a system that we've been called in to break, a system that is not on the government of Jesus, that is not on the governorship of Jesus. It's not a system that we belong to. It's a system that we are to influence. It's a system that we're supposed to shift. It's a system that we're supposed to send light into a dark place so that those held captive in the darkness can be set free. It's a system. And right now we're talking about the system of government, but there are systems of arts and entertainment and family and education and economics and media and religion. There are systems that we've been sent in to bring to bear according to the purpose and plan of God. So when he says that recompense is on the earth, he is saying that I am getting ready to repay the church, glory to God, for what the church has intentionally refused to do, amen, because we've operated out of our own carnality. We've operated out of our own intent, out of our own will. Now, tight word, hard word, rough word, yeah, it is, but we have a destiny ahead of us. Come on, we aren't living for the day. We have a destiny. Yeah, tomorrow we'll take care of ourselves, but we have a destiny, and we have a destiny we're going to answer to. We're going to answer in, and we're not going to get out of it. We have a destiny. So that means that we have to make sure that our feet are lined up along the path, the straight and narrow, that's taking us into the place of destiny. Lose some friends, so be it. We aren't here to win friends. We're here to win souls. Come on, somebody. I'm not here to get any friends. I'm here to get souls. And the Lord told me years ago, he said, I've given you all the friends you need, and I'm giving you one or two that'll be faithful to the end. And the other friend, the only friend you need to be concerned about is Jesus as your friend. I didn't put you in the earth to become popular. I sent you in here to capture souls for the kingdom. Glory to God. And I will back you up, assignment that I've given you. So what we're understanding is we're getting closer and closer to where we are and what God is saying and doing in this season. What he's clearly saying is that I have given you a responsibility. And your responsibility is to see that this thing operates smoothly. Glory to God. Make no difference who's going to have the key to the White House. It makes no difference. The difference is that the house is secure because of the intercession of my saints, that we are the ones that have been standing in the gap, that he expects me to stand in the gap, making a man stand in the gap for the land, hear me. And the land is God's people, the land of the people that Jesus died for, saved or unsaved. Jesus died while we were yet in sin. Jesus died for us, amen. So it's not about who belongs to my church or who belongs to my sect, or who belongs to, or who believes the way I believe. No, it's for God's created order, his beings that are being held captive by darkness. We've been sent in. Now, we can't get it twisted. We can't get it forget. So, that's what happens. We get so involved in the system that the system begins to influence us, and has more power and authority and influence over us than the influence of the kingdom that is backing us for the reason that we're even in this work, the reason we're even doing this. Amen. So we have to understand time's running short, glory to God, and God is expecting some things out of the saints. It's time for us that we confess who we have become, but yet not operate in who we were to become. We confess that we were saved and spirit filled and blood bought, and we got the vernacular, we got the Christianese that we'll speak, but yet our feet are not making footprints in the land. We are not making apostolic and prophetic footprints in the land. Devils and demons are not scrambling to get out of our place and get out of our space. They aren't running from us because we don't remind them of Jesus. Amen. We are operating from a different place. And is it hard? Yes, it must be hard because something has to shake us into a reality that I was not sent in to become a member of an organization. I was sent in as a component of an organism that's moving in the earth called the body of Christ, that we can function in the earth and bring the spoils back to our king. And we cannot bring the spoils back to our king if we're going to sit out rounds. Well, I'm not going to pray because I'm mad. What do you mean you're not going to pray because you're mad? Amen. Prayer is not an option. It is a requirement if we are living according to the purpose and plan of God. So we have to understand, and we have those little stubborn nuances going on in our own being. We haven't got to that place of perfection that we walk in this thing on the straight and narrow. Come on, we get blown off the road every now and then. We always do, but we're supposed to have enough connectivity with God and the Holy Ghost to know that we can pull back, repent, get it straight, turn around, start this thing all over again, and keep on pressing into the place that He's called us. Amen. And so we are, it just happens that what's going on right now in the atmosphere has been laid to our charge, that it is up on us to see that portion that we've been given comes in alignment with the purpose and plan of God. Has he given us a whole nation? No, he's not given us a whole nation, but he's placed all of us in the nation for us to receive the whole nation as one body, fitly joined together, moving according to the purpose and plan of God, that his glory is manifested in the earth. And this infighting and all this foolishness that's happening in the church has got to quit. This is crazy. We can't function in this because if we're functioning there, we don't know who we are. I'll say it again. If we are functioning in that place, we don't know who we are, or we do not know what the cross meant for us to become. We don't understand the blood. We don't understand the word. We don't understand angels. We don't understand God. We don't even know him. Come on, we don't know him. And I mean, we don't know him. If we can hold fast to inner fighting among ourselves, then we don't know him. Amen. Glory to God. We don't know him. Because if we knew him, we could hear him pull us and bring us out of that with conviction and all the other consequences that he gives his children when they're operating in disobedience. But we can't function in that because we can't hear him. So in many instances, the Holy Ghost has no voice. He's been silenced. He's been silenced by the influence of the earth that we've yielded to instead of the influence of the kingdom that the blood was shed in order to give unto us. Glory to God. And I had no idea that he was taking me in this direction, but so be it. Here I am, and there it is, and there it is. Glory to God. We have got to get in a place, hear me, we've got to get in a place of seclusion with Holy Spirit, that we can hear him. Well, Apostle, I hear. No, we have got to get into seclusion with the Holy Ghost so we can hear him. We have heard him, but we don't hear him as clearly now because there's so much going on around us that if we do not pull ourselves aside, we cannot hear him. It's vain and it's prideful to think that we just hear him just on an automatic piece. We just hear him. Either Jesus had to go away to the other side, to another place. Jesus had to come away in the early morning and in the late night to be in communion with his Father. And he and God are one. What do you mean? We don't need to be in a place of seclusion so we can hear. If Jesus had to find a secluded place, if Jesus desired to find a place where he could be in communion with the Father, you mean to tell me that we have it so going on that we don't need a place of seclusion? We don't need to shut our mouths sometimes and sit down and open our hearts and ears so we can hear what God is saying, so we can hear conviction or correction, that we can hear direction, that we can hear the next steps, that he can entrust in us the other portion that we need in order to get that place where we're going. We need to get it together. We need to get it together. We need to get it together. And understanding you cannot move into transition. You cannot move into another place and operate as though you've been there before when you don't even know what the furnishings look like. We have no clue what God is doing. That's why he's unveiling things. And listen, in the unveiling, if we aren't paying attention in unveiling, we'll miss the unveiling. And if we miss the unveiling, we'll miss our moment in time. And Jesus will weep. Listen, Jesus is going to weep many a times again, just like he did when they missed his visitation when he stepped into Bethany. We have to understand that in this time and season, God is doing a new thing. We can't be so quick to repeat it. We have to understand how to live in it. What is this new thing, and what does it mean to me? What does it mean to my life, and how am I to function in it? And I am almost out of time. I have a couple more minutes. But hear me, we don't have time to think about whether or not I'm going to get this thing together. No, we should have been thinking about this yesterday. Let me change this. I should have been thinking about this yesterday. There was time yesterday that I could have used to be drawn away with just me and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thank God for the grace that has kept me for this moment in time. And I thank him for the revelation that he's pouring in my heart right now that I'm speaking out of my mouth, because this was not on my agenda. But I bet you one thing, there'll be some secluded time today that I can come away and find a corner somewhere and sit down and be quiet and hear what God is saying specifically to me, because what he's saying specifically to me is going to impact those connected to me that are connected to others, that are connected to others, that are connected to others. We're supposed to be in lockstep mode right about now. We're supposed to be moving as one breath in the earth. We're supposed to be so together and so bound together by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost that we understand that I can't make it unless the one on my right and the one on my left makes it with me. That we have to understand that we're moving as one body in the earth in this time and season. And the only choice we have is that God gets the glory. The only choice we have that God gets the glory. And how does he get the glory? He gets the glory by us being the mainstay in the earth, to command the earth to line up according to the purpose and plan of God, to command the spirit of anarchy to die in the midst of the activity, to expose every backroom plot, plan, and deal, and shine a light on it wherever it's being manifested, that we are taking the territory and ruling and reigning over it for our King of Glory. And we cannot do that with split mindsets. We cannot do that with split dual allegiances. We cannot do that unless we are sold out for the kingdom of Almighty God. And I'm telling you, God is saying, I'm going to have a people, I'm going to have a witness in the earth, and I'm going to have my land. Now, whether we have it with you, whether or not, the choice is ours. We can give our portion to what he has sent us in the earth to do, or we can sit back and be the recipient of recompense, just as Nebuchadnezzar was. So we have to move into that place of realizing that we don't have time to make a decision. The decision should have already been made at the cross. We should have already made the decision when we said yes to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We should have already made the decision when we decided that we would no longer walk on the dark side of the earth, but we would walk in the light of his glory. The decision was already made. We just need some remedial training. We just need some bringing together so we can get in alignment again as to why we're in the earth. Glory to God. And now I am out of time. And we're going to carry this thing on until I may stretch it for an hour. Whatever it's going to take, prophets, speak what thus saith the Lord.
open your mouths and release what is in your heart and what God has given you as a trumpet in the earth to speak in this time and season. The time of silence is over. Let God rule and reign out of the vessels that he's called us to be by the blood of Jesus in this hour, in this land, and fear be gone. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And as long as we are aligned in his assignment, hell can't take us out or block us, but he can cause us to take ourselves out and block ourselves in Jesus' name. Father, we bless you and magnify you. I give you praise in this hour, and I speak into your agents throughout the length of breadth of the United States, spirit to spirit by spirit, that we get the alert coming from the throne room of God, and we begin to function as kingdom agents, not as political followers or anyone else in systems that have been created by a Babylonian mindset, but we will operate according to your purpose of land and the earth, and for that we give you praise. Father, bless these that are on this line. Bless these who will hear this via the internet. Bless them, Father God, and let your wind blow over, through, and around them. We declare angelic protection. We thank you, God, for even an additional release of angels that have long been flowing out of the windows of heaven to come align with those who you have put on the front lines to carry this thing forward. And I thank you, God, that there will be no friendly fire and there will be no casualties, because we've already won, thus saith the Lord, and thus saith the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you in this hour and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Have a glorious day. Have a glorious week. Have a glorious encounter with a glorious God. And I'll see you next week in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.